This ain't my business, but I just know about it.
I'ma come pull up on you. Just give me your latitude. Yeah, I know your latitude. Plus you got a bad attitude. I'm the type of nigga that's gonna cheat when I get mad at you. How you looking stupid? All them hoes they gon' laugh at you. They tell you dirty. How could you go for my friend? She had called me handsome, bought me food, and then I be. She said, did you use a condom? Of course I don't do skin. Then she welcomed me back with open arms. That's how the story is. Niggas talk about pushing P, I push a pound of push money. My Spanish bitch get hit with dick, and now she screaming out. My new bitch got the best location. Her crib by 7K. Stop and pick up me a backwood. Then you know I'm on the way. My ex was a Pisces. She was like me in a worse way. Honestly, I'm blaming her.
It's a ball,
My college bitch, she with the shit, but right now she enjoying the thing. My bougie bitch can't take no dick, but when we out, she on the thing. My newest bitch, my coolest bitch, right now she fixing me a plate. I'ma come pull up on you, just give me your latitude.
I ain't know your longitude.
Plus you got a bad attitude. I'm the type of nigga that's gon' cheat when I get mad at you.
Yeah.
Hey, you looking stupid, all these hoes, just gon' laugh at you.
What's up? We'd like to welcome y'all to another episode of That Ain't My Business.
But let's talk about it.
And I'm your boy, Nesto the Dunn.
Iceberg Peg, man.
And that ugly ass motherfucker ain't here. I don't know where he at. You heard me? If y'all see him, tell him holler at me.
Hey, look, before you get started, I wanted to say, dude, I was talking to this old lady, and she was just getting like a review on our podcast and shit. And she was saying, she was like, yeah, man, I think it was one of the most serious ones we had.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, you know, I like what y'all doing. I appreciate it. She was like, but what was that Vulgar song that you had at the beginning? Yeah. I say, baby, that shit, that's all. That's location. What you talking about?
10, 15.
Yes, ma'am, Pam. Shit, what you on, yo?
Shit, they had a lot of vulgar music back in their day. They just went cussing in there. They was saying a lot of explicit things.
She was older. She was older.
It don't matter how old you is. They were talking about some shit in them rap. They just using the language we use.
Nah, they wasn't. They were fooling us, stepping in and all that type of shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they was slick with they shit. Some of it was slick. Some of it was just they lingo back then.
Yeah, they had a lot of
shake that money maker.
Fucked up back then, shit.
They talking about shake that money maker. What's a money maker?
Shit, this shit we finna talk about, that was going on back then. It was all type of shit like that. It was all type of
what
shit going
say,
on.
But let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Yeah. So what you want to talk about first?
Hey,
you,
man.
You want to talk about the Mama Bells or you want to talk about the Nickelodeon? Nick.
Let's talk Nick first.
Nick went from Nick to Dick.
Oh, man. Man, don't say that. Don't say that.
Man, that shit, man, damn. Man, I'm gonna edit that out because this is serious. This is a serious moment,
nah,
Jerry.
Yeah,
and
man.
I just got to think about it. It's a serious moment, man. Like, cause Nick, man, man,
Nickelodeon, man. All right, so look. This is the thing. I sit back and I watch little episodes and shit. You know what I'm saying? I watched the first one, some of the second one. Then from there on, I just kind of let it play. I was doing other things, so yeah. I was catching it. Here and now.
You're watching in your periphery.
Yeah, type deal. So I'm listening and I'ma set aside cause these different issues. So I'ma set aside Drake.
Yeah.
Real fast.
You need to set aside Dan and Brian. And the other
When I say Drake, I'm talking Brian too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'ma set aside Drake and I'ma set aside Brian. They over here real fast.
Yeah.
And just me watching it. Aside from what's over there, my honest opinion is it's a bunch of motherfuckers that came on that tried to make something out of nothing.
Say, dog, we got the same shit going. Take this out there, man. From what I saw, if you look at everybody, the kids that's on there,
mm-hmm.
It ain't none of the stars. It's all the little sidekicks, the motherfuckers who ain't doing nothing with they like. Mm-hmm. They on up. Mm-hmm. Ain't none of the stars on that. Keenan ain't on her. Cal ain't on her. And the only reason Drake on her because he the one that actually got assaulted.
He got that shit over there.
But he also is ain't doing good right now.
Yeah, but I mean, his shit legitimate, no matter what. His shit legitimate.
Then him himself, everybody talking about Dan, he said Dan was the only person that was there for him.
Yeah. See, and that's what I'm saying. Like, they try to make Dan look real bad on the, and that I ain't see that. Like, you got a bitch on there. I give one credence to the black boy when he was like, shit, they was, you know what I'm saying, kind of treating him like a nigga.
He the drug dealer, the rapper and shit.
Yeah, I give him, you know what I'm saying, I give him that, but you know what I'm saying, like, this the thing, like, when I was listening to him, you gotta listen to him and stop feeding into what you want to be true. They were saying the parents was most of the time they was always around.
They was there. You know what I'm saying? Around.
Yeah. Like, one nothing just crazy going on. What he said, she can't be the fat one. Well, bitch.
But check this out. Get fat. If you notice, they ain't play with none of the black kids like that. Because the black mamas weren't going for that. And that's why they ain't, the black kids ain't get as many as opportunity. Because they was stepping on that shit right then.
Yeah, that was the little dude say, you like, shit, somebody, I know my mom was going to cut up. Like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, but and there, I was listening. I'm like, man, what a it factor? Cause right now, I see what you're doing. You trying to sensationalize.
I'm tripping.
Y'all trying to sensationalize.
Nigga, I got notes. I'm tripping. You heard me?
Yeah, y'all trying to sensationalize right now, and I kind of
we sticking on Dan first, ain't it?
Yeah.
This my thoughts on Dan. My thought on Dan. He ain't the person that they made him seem. He really just was an asshole. You heard me? Yeah. I feel like Dan, he got a lot of power at a young age. He was a fat kid growing up. So a fat kid got picked on all the time. Yeah. So when he got in a position of power, he did to others what others did to him.
But let
when
me
he
ask
didn't
you
have
this.
Power.
Let me ask you this. What did Dan do so bad?
Like I said,
he got a massage.
That's what I'm saying. A massage. Check this out. As you be around women,
I want a massage right now.
Me too. As you be around women a certain amount of time, some of them just do it on their damn tone.
Yeah, was they jacking them off or something? Like,
man, come on, what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
they rubbing their shoulders. What the fuck is that?
I feel like these disgruntled employees. Like, real CB, you like me, you can read a motherfucker. Because at first I was like, but then I also watched Dan interview. I watched a little bit of that too. You heard me? I got some of that too.
A little bit.
I ain't saying everything, but like I say, he was an asshole. I feel like that because it be times I be an asshole and I don't know I be being an asshole. It be times I see other people being an asshole and they just don't like when you get that position.
Why you
when
say
you get
he
money
was an asshole?
Because he did ass like just like you see how I be fucking with Shorty.
Mm-hmm.
It's asshole shit. But to somebody who's not from our same environment, who don't know how we act, they feel like there's emotional abuse. But it might do at the same time. That's how we was taught, though. It might do actuality be emotional abuse, but we used to it.
Emotional abuse because he told the bitch don't get fat and shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bitch, no. He looking out for your health.
In today's time. There's a bullshit to do.
Nah, he looking out for your health. Shit, don't get fat.
Don't go to the Me Too came out.
You see, she wasn't too fat.
I'm tripping.
I'm getting it out. Yeah, I can see it. I never reach it.
I'm gonna start blurring that out anyway.
Go back and look through every video. Anybody, it ain't even in my nature to reach when I'm old. Like when motherfuckers pass and weed. Shit, nigga was over here the other day when he. Can he really try to pass the Miggy? I don't know. So he really try to. I'm like.
but I feel like they overreaching when it come to Dan. I mean, even with the Amanda shit. Everybody feel like they kind of was overreaching.
What happened with Amanda?
They feel like him and Amanda was too close.
How?
But Amanda.
Did he rub on the dude?
No,
essentially assault
no none of that. Amanda and his dad was like that.
Yes.
And her dad. You know, it got to a point where Amanda didn't agree with her parents. She wanted to get emancipated.
Yeah, she wanted to get emancipated.
And Dan was part of her team. So he was a part of getting her emancipated.
Yeah, he was one of many people.
But like you said, she went to her lawyers.
Into trying to get her emancipated.
Yeah, she went to her lawyers and everybody else.
He didn't single-handedly grab her, me and you, come on, let's go get you emancipated. He was part of a group of people that were working to get her emancipated. So the as creepy as they tried to make Dan out to be, that was bullshit. It was all bullshit.
Like I said, they sound disgruntled to me, but he had a position of power. Yeah. But like everybody, even with the shit with the salaries, he said he didn't have control of the salaries. And the shit that they said happened, there was a common practice for new writers.
And see, then that's what I'm saying.
He probably did feel a certain way towards women, because like I said, he a fat nigga, and he been picked on all his life. Women probably used to pick on him. That's probably why he used to do to women like that.
Maybe.
A certain type of woman that probably remind him of the women that used to pick on him back when he was in school.
Yeah, maybe he wasn't funny. Maybe they wasn't funny to him.
He said they were funny. That's what he said.
I don't know, shit.
Even the part, what about the part when the woman said... He told her while she was saying a joke to act like she was being sodomized.
Is you talking about when the little girl had the water and shit?
No, there was the writer. They was in the writer room telling her they jokes and stuff about like, and he told her, now do that and act like you being sodomized while you doing it.
Yeah, he fucked up.
And the woman sued her.
Yeah, you fucked up for that. Yeah.
But like, even with like they say his jokes was like kind of creepy. It seemed like to me a lot of it got to do with somebody getting skeeted on or somebody jacking somebody off.
Yeah, he got like cum shot jokes and shit like that.
I think some of it was just a coincidence. Some of it probably was, but some of it also probably was a coincidence.
I mean, let's put it like this. If that was intentionally what he was trying to do, and I know most people want to believe it, that's what they going to run with, but I don't know. So if he was intentionally trying to do that, then you out of line, bro. Yeah, you
that
out of
shit,
line.
A lot of that shit was funny, though.
But and that's where the line come in, though, because it's like what's acceptable, what ain't, because when you're dealing with comedy, because most things that's comical is funny because it's out of line.
But check this out, though. A lot of, I got children. I done had children for a minute now, and I went seen a lot of children moves and shit. A lot of it has hidden adult humor in it.
Yeah.
Like, a kid won't understand, but an adult be like, now, a lot of it has hidden, because they know the adult is going to see this with the kid.
Or is it that it's an adult writing the jokes?
Yeah. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's what people... Human error, man. Like, you got to understand. It's what's funny to us. Like, we writing... You got a grown people writing jokes, so they going...
See,
if it was a kid, you going to hear...
Everybody don't think logical. Like, you
booty head and shit.
Even with Nickelodeon, what they don't understand, with Nickelodeon, like, with them not knowing certain things, they was one of the first to do what they was doing with the kids' television, so they didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you first start something, you don't know what to do until it happens.
Yeah.
You don't put things in order for those things not to happen until it happens.
Yeah, most people think cynically off dump. They feel like everybody out to do something wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
See,
so they gonna never give you the benefit of the doubt.
The black kids, it ain't happen to the black kid because the way we raised to think the worst of somebody when we first meet them.
Yeah.
We not raised to think the best of them all. So we already think a motherfucker everything bad before we even get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta prove us wrong.
Yeah.
With the other race, they just think everybody a good person.
Yeah. Yeah, except nigga.
Yeah.
But some of them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it's like... It's, so it's like, and that's what I'm saying. So like with motherfuckers, the fact that I feel like they coming out Nickelodeon so hard, and then I'm going to tell you what make it so bad. The fact that real inappropriate shit happened, that shit I was talking about, I said over there, the fact that that happened...
Yeah.
That's gonna brush off. Now they finna put that on everybody.
Yeah,
everybody got to take the fall for.
But like Dan said,
what will happen? Because
you probably saw what I put on Facebook at first. I said Dan worse than Bill, Kelly, did all of them. And then after I watched the whole thing, I heard what he said. I said, nah, I was wrong. He guilty by association. Because like he said, he ain't hired none of them sex offenders.
Right.
He ain't hired none of them people. He ain't had that power when they first got on. Most of them had. Now no more power than him. And a lot of stuff that they was complaining about, he wasn't over.
Right.
And he was probably what they was getting from him, he probably was getting from his superiors.
Right.
They probably was on his ass bad.
Right. I agree with that. But I will say this. A lot of his, I watched some of his interview, and I think a lot of his apologies was pure bullshit.
I think it was and it wasn't. I feel like, just like when, like I say, he got in young. I feel different now because I'm older. As you age, you grow as a person, and you realize shit you used to do was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my boy was just talking about this, like how back then people taught us how to come at women. As a nigga get old and have daughters and stuff, a nigga realize it's wrong. We was taught the wrong culture, the wrong behavior. You know what I'm saying? Now it would be considered bad behavior.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is a lot of things.
The way he acted towards them, that's how they acted towards him when he got in the business. That's taught behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because that's how you learn how to be a human. So you watch other people be human and you... Gee, that's what you know. You only know what you see. You only know what you read, hear, and you know what I'm saying? So most people growing up, like I always make this it's like a quote of mine. I always say, shit, you know, children are a reflection of society.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So with him being an adult, he just an older child. Young adult, he just an older child.
Look at it like he... was down there still, because he around kids. He write for kids. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, the nigga, like, he just doing what he seen. I mean, at some point, the fault is on you, but it's a line to where you got to figure out when is that point,
Most
though.
Comedians got a rule when it come to comedy. If it ain't funny, then it's fucked up. Yeah, it could be fucked up, but if it's funny... it ain't as fucked up as it is. We gotta admit, that shit used to be funny.
Look, that's my thing. That's what I was saying about most of my humor is dark and inappropriate.
Yeah, you know me what I'm too, saying? Like,
so that's why, that's what humor is. Like, that's comedy to me. Like, that's why I like Dave Chappelle so much. Yeah. Like, that shit he be saying be out of line, bro. Like,
and see, regular, well, I'm going to say the typical nigga don't like Dave Chappelle because they don't, his comedy is not just punchline comedy. You got to actually think to get his comedy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, most.
And he ain't comedian that curse, got to curse every, to make everything funny.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like to think.
Yeah.
So, you know,
a lot of them can't niggas. Think. Because a lot of them parents weren't thinking when that shit was going on at Nickelodeon.
Right, but what was going on?
Matter of fact, we finna go and switch over to that.
You see what I'm saying?
We finna run the motherfucking tape. We gonna go over to Drake Bell situation. Everybody I've been telling about, they been thinking I've been talking about Drake the rap. I ain't talking about.
I ain't gonna lie. When I first seen everybody on social media saying Drake, I was like, damn, what had happened to Drake? Drake got fucked.
My boy gonna talk about, oh, that's why he was in that wheelchair. I said, no, I ain't not that Drake.
I been to say,
Drake
damn,
was on nigga loading. He was on Noggin, man.
Yeah, I ain't know what he was on. I just knew shit, he was on TV.
Well, let me go and run a motherfucking tape, right?
I'm on Drake, man.
It's where I would usually sleep.
Hold on, here we go.
I was sleeping on the couch where I would usually sleep, and I woke up to him, and he was sexually assaulting me.
Mm.
I froze and was in complete shock and had no idea what to do or how to react. I have no idea how to get out of the situation. You know, what am I going to call my mom and be like, hey, this just happened. Can you come pick me up? I'll just sit here and wait. I had no car. I didn't drive. I was 15 at this time. I really don't know how to elaborate on that on camera, really. Why don't you think of the worst stuff that someone can do to somebody as a sexual assault, Jesus. And that'll answer.
Hear a scuttlebutt about the business and what you got to watch your kids and this and that. So I was very attentive, very rarely sat in the green room. I'd always be offset somewhere where I could always keep my eyes on Drake. And unfortunately, I started seeing Brian start to just hang around Drake too much. It didn't set well with me. Drake would be in the dressing room or something and would pop Brian, you know, do things that, wait a second, What are you doing? Drake can put that on himself. Then he'd maybe walk over to Drake and be feeding him some lines or whatever and put his arm around his waist, put his hand up on his shoulder and kind of run it down his arm. And this would happen routinely.
The day of sentencing for Brian, I get to the
court. Right here, you talking about when he went to court,
yeah.
You know, on a sentencing day.
Right.
And by the, how many people was there to support him and how many people was there to support Brian?
Courthouse was the most unbelievable thing I'd ever seen. His entire side of the courtroom was full. There were definitely some recognizable faces on that side of the room. Brian had been convicted, but getting all of this support from a lot of people in the industry, and yeah, I was pretty shocked. I wasn't going to address Brian. I addressed my statement to everyone in the room, and I just said, "How dare you? You will forever have the memory of sitting in this courtroom and defending this person. And I will forever have the memory of the person you're defending violating me."
Jesus.
Yeah. Christ.
Watching over the past two nights was very difficult. Me facing my past behaviors, some of which are embarrassing and that I regret. And I definitely owe some people a pretty strong apology.
Yeah, man. This sums everything up. Yeah. You know?
I mean, at least they're remorseful and shit, even though, you know. But yeah, at least he remorseful.
Yeah, he damn what are you, 59? You know, a nigga when he got let go, I'm pretty sure he had a long time to think about everything, you feel me?
Yeah, shit. But this was my thing with Drake. Like, he really, and people gonna want to blame who they gonna want to blame.
Yeah.
But that's out. To me, that shit damn near all Brian, like.
Yeah.
Because he played, the daddy was on game.
On point.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I swear I ain't gonna lie, man. I started crying watching this man daddy talk about how he knew someone right and how he tried to let him know. Then he ain't find out till later on.
And like, people always say, well, nah, you a motherfucking lie. Because his daddy, not only was his daddy on it, like, his dad was like, "All right, so my son want to be this, you know what I'm saying, and he being this, and I'm not trying to be an obstacle to it, and he feel like he don't want to let, you know, he better off at this point because somebody then causing his
brain. Because Brandon manipulated him to think.
Yeah.
Like Drake said, he don't, like, he a child, he don't know, and Brandon being a part of so many other people, career, like, Brian gotta be right. He a part of the business. Yeah. Like, he know what he talking about. He helped Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
So this got me thinking, damn, did he allegedly do something? Cause
I thought he did was something the way he was rubbing on
him. He rubbed Leonardo the same way.
Yeah, he looked like he was getting his wrist on. And so when the mama and Drake kind of went against him, the daddy put it on the table. Like, all right, so boom, y'all do y'all thing, but whatever you do, leave him with Brian.
And she did exactly.
And they dropped the ball.
I think the mama was a lizard hoe.
But
it was someone getting fucked.
I'm going to tell you what I feel like the mama was. I feel like the mama was broke.
Yeah.
She wasn't driving to make them long drives and shit like that. She wasn't finna do all this. So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
But see, Brian,
she got the financial freedom to do all
this. Brian had been around long enough probably to peep that out. Oh, his mama stay way over here. If I get him to get away from his daddy, he won't have no choice but to be with me all the time.
Yeah. And then he say he wake up sexually assaulting and it got worse and worse and worse and worse. So that I'm thinking like, well, was they gang rape? What is they gang raping them?
Because
he say you can think of the worst possible thing, a sexual assault, and that's what happened.
I know they said he put a foreign object up there in young man's anus.
They said that?
Yeah, it's in the court documents.
Oh Lord!
Then you know they got the documents unsealed about the letters. What the letters you sent to the judge to for them to be leaning on up on the person.
They
went through all them letters and most of them and read them. And a bunch of the people were saying he must pushed all that. He must was really, what the word I'm looking for, persuaded. He must kept being persuaded to, he said he's not a bad.
How do you get persuaded to rape something?
All of them was victim blaming, man. Like he couldn't, like they he must ain't have no choice but to do that, what they basically was saying. The bar from Bar Me's World, who else? It was a bunch of people. Bunch of famous people.
What, they A-listers?
Say they about B.
B-listers and no, shit like no that.
Popping motherfucker.
Nah, you can't get persuaded to rape
they probably
nobody.
Ain't back then,
well,
I'm
gonna tell you one thing. If a nigga get persuaded to rape something, I guarantee you, son, when that judge come, I don't give a damn how many letters of support you get. Once you got persuaded to rape, you finna get persuaded to life, nigga.
Man, 16 months, man.
16 months.
Then got out and got hired on Zach and Cody. Yeah, was he fucking, allegedly touching on Zach and Cody?
Zach, or was he fucking Cody?
Do it matter? They twins.
He probably ain't care which one. He probably ain't care which one.
Man, but did you see how?
And then that's another thing
they
said.
How they found out about Drake?
I'm finna ask you that. I'm finna ask. Yeah. Come back to that. Remember yeah. that. So, did you see when the daddy say that fucking Drake not Drake but Brian.
When he found out Brian was gay?
Yeah. Boom, bingo.
No, they didn't.
He said he found out Brian was gay, but he telling them, though, like, man, I think Cud trying to woo the woo, and they like, nah, you homophobic.
Yeah, even back then. Why you back then calling like
nigga, it ain't the fact he gay, it's the fact he trying to fuck my little boy. Like,
let him be around the little girls then.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's the gay ain't the problem. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I be telling people, like, I got cousins and everything that's gay. Like, my cousin he ain't finna fuck no little boy. He ain't finna touch no, he ain't finna play, you know what I'm saying? He ain't finna get none of them signs. So for a nigga to come out and say, hey, you, this nigga touching all on my son, nigga, and for you to double back and say, I'm homophobic.
I swear. If
like,
that,
bro, what the fuck
you
wrong
saw the
with
little,
you?
Little black boy that was on up from the hood that was on all that?
Yeah.
I think he probably would have killed Brian if Brian did it to him.
Man, with a smoke.
With a smoke, Brian. He probably ended up getting life or something. They would have said, said he was lying, and they would have gave him life.
Yep, they would have said he was homophobic.
So it's a good thing he ain't stay down up.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad he ain't trying to stay down until he came up.
He don't know about eating head, alcohol. And to me, oh yeah. Nah, I'm going to get back to that. But how they found out that Drake was getting, you know.
Nah, Tim.
So Drake ended up.
Oh, he got a girlfriend.
He got a girlfriend.
Yeah, I did see that part.
And Brian was mad because he was always with his girlfriend.
His stuff.
So he blowing up Drake's cell phone. Drake don't answer the phone. This motherfucker got the audacity to call the girlfriend mama phone.
Yeah,
looking for Drake.
He told him.
And he was mad when Drake told him he ain't going.
Yeah.
And the mama like,
shit, what a grown 40-year-old. Yeah. Hey, why you calling my girl? Why you calling my daughter boyfriend? Like, see, man, this nigga
man, you know
upset.
What, man? I'm going to give that woman a round of applause, man. The sight to see that and see someone right and be like, nah, something ain't right.
But I ain't gonna lie to you, like, that's easy, though. That's telltale. Like, even if it's a nigga that's, say, a young man talking to your daughter, right?
Yeah.
And she ain't wanna answer the phone for him. If he blowing up her phone like that, that's telltale that he might be abusive, too, though.
Yeah.
Because that's, like,
all that thing just good.
But, and it's not even necessarily the calling, it's the fact that you irate, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, it ain't, pussy ain't asshole or whatever.
You gotta look at
it
different, though.
Like,
young kids like that, though, because that's probably his first thing. He ain't used to getting it. It was good.
Well, maybe I'm looking at it through my eyes or something.
He ain't got no options.
Yeah, but see, that's dangerous.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
If a nigga that ain't got no option, dangerous.
Yeah.
Because ain't no telling what he gonna do if he loses his only option.
Man, did you see how Brian look?
Wasn't he kind of...
He looked like a pedophile. He looked like... Then he was the Pringle Man.
He looked like he was kind of Italian or something.
He was the Pringle Man. Dan had a man come around on every show with a box of Pringles, and people just started eating Pringles. And Brian was the...
And he was in there getting... He was
so sick, Shawty. You can't say put a nigga in the... Put a bitch in the pickle no more. You say put something about being in the pickle.
Is that where you get that pickle from, Shawty?
No, man. You can't say nothing about no pickles no more.
Is that where you get that pickle from,
Shawty? Brian, Mr. Put him in the pickle, shit.
Man, that's bad. But yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna cap though. The nigga Brian could, like, he the worst of the worst.
Yeah,
and it's more than him in the industry. Like,
what the other dude named Jason? Dude who sent a picture to the woman daughter of him naked, jacking off? After emailing the daughter a couple times and shit. He was already a sex offender when they hired him.
Oh, see, I missed that part.
Yeah.
So he...
Look, man, you can't tell me that ain't no pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, come on now, man.
Facial hair and nothing.
Man, look at this. Man.
Yeah, he ain't got no facial hair and nothing.
Man.
That's crazy.
Man, I can see this from a mile away, man. Come on now, man. Come on, nigga Lodi. Y'all should have hired some niggas.
He ain't got no facial hair, nothing. And see, now this put a bad light on everybody, because now everybody think Disney was fucking the kids.
Yeah. Because they hired sex offenders.
Yeah, they think. But that, how do
y'all already heard about that Bohemian Grove shit.
How do you hire sex offenders working with children?
I don't know, man. What, they
I
got
thought
that
the whole thing of being a sex offender is that you can't be around children.
Exactly. Man, you know the something about all these people.
They white.
They got a complexion.
For the protection of the collection.
Yeah, so like, ain't no connection.
Yeah, so shit, they can do whatever they want to do.
They rape the kids don't have no resurrection.
Yeah, they can. Nah, man, that ain't funny.
It ain't funny, but like.
But yeah, So, I get it, though. I mean, they
fucked up,
but
man.
That's what I'm saying. They say the industry like that, though. They say it's a bunch of people. They say Diddy might have did something. Justin Bieber. Ain't it Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Yeah, they say Justin Bieber might have got hold to him when he was young.
Allegedly. I don't know. That ain't
these all alleged.
That ain't my business. I just heard about it, man.
Yeah, I don't know it to be fact or nothing. But y'all be, I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah. What I was going to say about all the people on the show. Nickelodeon was big. They had a lot of kid employees, numerous. All the kids ain't end up in them situations. Just like if you look at a school, a classroom of kids. Right. Some of those kids get on drugs. Some of those kids get molested and assaulted. Some of those kids end up being stars, end up being outstanding citizens.
Right.
Some of these people just made bad choices. You can't blame that on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it's not Nickelodeon. Uh-uh. It's some people that worked at Nickelodeon that were bad actors.
A lot of them people was going to end up fucked up anyway.
It was
statistically speaking. I'm just being honest, man.
Statistically, yes. Like, you put 30 people in the room, at least half going
to turn. Some of them people
make
herpes.
Bad decisions.
Some people got herpes. Yeah.
Yeah, somebody gonna get
what
herpes.
Somebody gonna get killed.
Somebody gonna do drugs. Somebody gonna sell pussy.
Shit.
Yeah, somebody gonna be
smoke crack.
Yeah,
all that.
Yeah,
somebody gonna die.
Yep.
That's just statistically speaking. When we talking about numbers and people.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. So
it was a good ass documentary though.
I can't say it was good to me. It wasn't good to me.
It made me cry.
It had good parts.
Oh, no.
It had good parts.
It was emotional.
Yeah. It had good parts. But when I was watching the motherfucker, like I say, see, I'm a logical thinking motherfucker. Yeah. So when I'm watching it, I get turned off real fast because I'm watching it and it's... And it seemed like they trying to trump shit up.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Them first two episodes,
yeah.
I was like, man, fuck Dan, man. Dan, a bitch ass nigga. Worse than all these other niggas, man.
I wasn't, though.
Then I had time to think on it. And I had time to watch Dan shit, and I had the time to, you know, just think logically. Damn, why ain't none of the other stars said this about him?
Yeah. Cause I'm gonna tell you, when I'm watching the first two episodes, I'm like, "Where's the meat? Where's the there?"
Yeah.
Like, cause they saying shit, but I'm not hearing what you saying that he did so bad.
Like I say, he was just guilty by association, and he was an asshole
now,
too.
Brian,
now, if he was a nice person, it wouldn't have been none of this would have never happened.
Yeah,
but he wasn't no nice person. That's why they say you gotta.
They talking about they had to put sugar and coffee in their mouth and they made them spit. Like, I'm like, shut the fuck up. You getting paid.
Them dares and shit.
Yeah. You getting paid?
They say, yeah, all this shit got Google and shit, and that shit like all the slime, all the shit got something to do with sperm. All this slime,
I don't believe it.
Him being in the jacuzzi with Amanda.
Who was in the jacuzzi with him?
Him. He was in. He had all clothes on, but Amanda was in a bathing suit.
I don't know. It depends where his mind was.
You a fuck with Amanda?
Now?
Yeah.
I ain't seen them. I ain't seen them.
You got nose rings and tattoos and shit.
Oh, yeah. She bad to the bone, Crystal, like that?
There she go right here.
Nah, hell no. Nah.
There she go.
She ain't nothing.
She fucked up.
Yeah, she ain't nothing. Nose.
They caught her walking naked down Sunset one time.
Yeah, she got to get in the attention. That bitch too.
She do.
So was she blaming that on Nickelodeon?
She ain't blaming nothing on nobody. She ain't on nothing.
No.
She ain't got nothing bad to say about that.
So it's just a bunch of other people. That's what I'm saying, man. Yeah. Look, Dad ain't did nothing wrong. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck some people.
Fuck
Dad,
them people.
Say, Dan, you all right with me? Come on the podcast, Dan.
Yeah, man.
Come on the podcast. Fuck. You on there with the little nigga. Come on here with these. Well, he a nigga. I'm black.
Now, I don't know. I don't like how you were treating the nigga kids, though. I take that back. Yeah, nigga. I don't like the way you were
treating them. How he treated them?
He was steady being kind of
side
racist on
you gotta, my, it ain't. Is this racist? Yeah. Or is that all they know of black people? If you only know certain, just like when we think of Chinese people.
Yeah.
What you think of? Shrimp fried, right?
Yeah, but I don't excuse.
That's racist.
Toward black people. You think we just all sell drugs and things like that.
That's all they knew of black people. That's all was in the movies. That's all was on TV.
See, that made me believe he a mama bear. That made me believe Dan a cat of mama.
Nah, man, Dan was big on diversity. He had Keenan and Cal.
He brought a man.
He had a lot of black stars.
What are Jermaine's?
But everybody can't be Lisa.
That's what I'm saying. Did he bring a man to be Jermaine? See, because it's a difference if you're bringing a man to be, you know what I'm saying, that ain't my business. But if you bringing a man to be Jermaine, then...
Nah, you know, you got like I say, back then, times was different. Black people felt like that's what they had to be successful. They felt like they had to be, you know, the good-looking go motherfucker.
I agree, and he fed into it.
But that's how...
That's
what it was.
So why he couldn't be a liberator? I want to be on
his
side.
Everybody ain't that.
I want to be
everybody
on his side.
Everybody ain't Malcolm.
I want to be on his
some
side.
Some people Jesse Jackson.
But them kids...
Some people Al Sharpton.
Them kids' mama knew better.
Yeah.
They knew that shit was fucked up.
Yeah. And why they ain't stayed up?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
they went with the program.
So he all knew. If they knew, he all knew.
I feel like he was overworked. And that's why they was overworked.
He wasn't overworked too bad. He fat than a motherfucker.
And they fall back on the corporation. Corporation trying to make ratings.
He fat than a motherfucker.
Quotas, you know what I'm saying? That's the corporation pushing the employees.
He should have been pushing some motherfucking exercise.
Yeah, he ain't big no more though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he on that Ozempic.
He
probably know him shit. Nah, you saw the picture. P. Diddle was at Nickelodeon.
P. Diddle was at Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Who he was with? Brian.
Hey, let me pull it up, babe.
Brian.
Let me pull it up, babe. P. Diddy. Nick Nickelodeon.
Was he with Brian?
You know all that. Here you go right here. That's our old boy, the black boy from the hood.
And look at him, got him with a damn headband and shit on. He all right though. I accept your apology, Dan.
Yeah, Dan. You all right with me, Dan. You just was an asshole, man.
Yeah, I accept your apology, man. You gave them people opportunities.
Yeah.
And it was on them because they squandered it. Yeah. They couldn't be no superstars.
Yeah. They tell me, if Dan ain't like you, you ain't make it. Any job you at. If the boss don't like you, you ain't going to make it.
What the fuck? And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why you got to really watch shows and, like, really pay attention to what people saying and what's going on. Because people will say some shit, and if you ain't consciously watching, you be like, oh, that's fucked up. Dan don't like you. Shit, you don't... Well, damn it, what job be you go to?
You know what I got?
The boss don't like you.
You know what I got out of it? You know what I got out of it? Damn, play too much. You know what my kids tell me? You play too much. You too old to play like that.
Yeah, ain't no too old.
He play too much. That's what it is. He got a you got a fucked up sense of humor, and he play too much.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that nigga Brian, he made it bad for everybody.
Who?
Brian. So,
Brian Pitts.
Yeah, he made it bad for everybody.
Yeah, Brian fucked it up.
So then, only person you kind of really just need to talk to and make sure they straight is Drake.
Yeah, but what Drake said, though, Dan, when it happened...
Drake say he fuck with Dan.
When it happened, Dan called him. He said, is this true? He said, I'm sorry. You ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got to speak about it no more. If you need anything, and you need anything from me, if there's anything I'll help you with, let me know.
Right. Dan a good man.
Yeah, he just asked.
Did he fuck anybody?
No.
Yeah, well, Dan a good man.
He just asshole. Dan was out there buying cat. That's why the bitches was split their salary.
And yeah, because they said that. Didn't Dan, like, tell all the parents don't leave by their kids or some shit?
Yeah, he said, can all the kids go out the room for a minute? I mean, all the parents go out the room for a minute or something.
Oh, he did tell them to leave? And what they did?
They left out the room.
But what they did?
I forgot what the kids said happened. It was in there with the writers.
Ain't nothing fucked up happened, though.
Nah. It was just something that they felt like something wrong. He said the parents need to leave out for a minute.
Yeah, that's fishy, but...
Yeah. He might want to cuss they little ass out. Look at you, little bitches.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes when the coaches on football field and shit, they tell all the parents to move around and shit. You know what I'm saying? I done seen that a bunch of times.
Why they put all that peanut butter on that black boy, man? And let the dogs lick it off.
See, nah, that's what I'm saying, man. See, now I'm back getting on there with you, Dad.
If a black person made
him, fucking over
if
the
Dan was cause... If Dan was black, would it be a problem?
What?
If he was black, Dan.
If Dan was black?
Yeah.
And he owned to the black kids, it'd be a problem.
If the white kid, Dan was to the white
nigga.
Kid.
Nigga, nigga, what's wrong with you, cuz? You was fucking over the niggas, cuz. I don't appreciate that shit, dog. Fuck Dan, man.
You just said he all right with you, man.
I lied. Shit, you was fucking damn, over man, the black damn. People,
I guess
dog.
It's fuck you, Dan. Shit.
Yeah, you was fucking over
you the
black
You still come
people.
On the podcast, though.
You fucking over
We say
nigga.
Fuck our Kent people. You know, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You was an asshole.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Man, you don't do no shit like but, that. You got a nigga licking out of peanut butter.
Yeah, the dog licking peanut. Man, let me go and eat nose, man. I'm got all the...
Nah, that ain't right, bro.
He got a job at Nigga Logan because he lied about going to
Harlem. I'm going to tell you straight up. I seen that. I'm going to tell you straight up, look. If I'm one of those children, daddy, and you got somebody licking peanut butter out of my child, you got my child in the fucking spandex
suit.
Yeah,
I was just looking at the black ball. I got one tight clothes.
Always showing. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He said when he had to walk, they had to make the suit.
You can tell his dick was skin color. All the way, you know what I'm saying?
He said you got to make the color charcoal.
Yeah,
he said he started crying.
Yeah.
I felt like the little black boy put sauce on it right there.
Yeah, that's what I
started crying.
They got a clear
action lawsuit.
That was on some bullshit, too. That's what they trying to do. But then you got, I know you could tell the nigga cock wasn't just all the way where it supposed to be, because he like, yeah, man, it's embarrassing. I'm a growing boy, and he got me on this spandex, woo-woo. Because, you know, nigga cock swinging, nigga don't give a damn about that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nigga ready to throw some track tights on. Nigga be out there with the tights on and no track shouts on.
For the chick.
Yeah, not even for the chick. I'm talking about straight track season. Yeah. You know, nigga just put the tights on just so a bitch can see that old thing. But, yeah, that was, I'll push it aside. But kids and shit, like, nigga, you doing cuz like that, embarrassing him and shit, and you really was only doing that to the niggas making them wear big-ass noses and shit. Nigga, fuck you, cuz. And it's always gonna be like that with me. I don't fuck with you, dog. I don't appreciate that. If I was them kids' parents, I would have been kicking your ass in that motherfucker. I would have probably played it a smarter way and made you make somebody pay us more money for mental distress for so we don't have to sue you. You finna pay us up front right here, right now for all this bullshit.
How you feel about him having Amanda play a character named Penelope Tank?
Who is Penelope? You got
Tank. Penelope Tank.
Yeah.
That's a character that Amanda played.
Penelope Tank. Tank. It's over my head.
You know what a taint is?
The taint, like when you lick the taint.
Yeah.
Like
I thought that was the gooch. I thought that was the gooch.
I don't know, but I know on Players Club, he was like, oh, he hit the taint.
Yeah. They said, Dan, what you mean taint? Is that the, he's like, no. Then they said, when the executives left, he's like, it is the taint. Don't tell nobody. Like I say, that's a dope humor. That's a dope humor. The kids don't know that. They not realizing this shit till they got grown.
No, he dead wrong.
Her name was Penelope Tate.
Yeah, he dead wrong for that, boy. Hell nah, nigga got a good tank. What, she wasn't doing that fucked up with, nigga, nah. Yeah, he did wrong.
Yeah, you know, they say he had them good okay, jacking so now, off shit, squeezing shit like it's a...
I did see that shit. I don't know, though. I was saying, I would give you the benefit of the doubt, cuz, but... I don't know. Like, I give you the benefit of the doubt on a lot of shit, I try to change my mindset, like you said, man. We always tend to think negative of people until they prove it right. So I try to change my mindset. But when you show me a whole bunch of, if I see a pattern, and now once I see a pattern, now, cause you what, you on something.
But he ain't fuck with nothing though.
He ain't fuck with nothing.
So
that's... But he got, not even to say he's a pedophile. I ain't saying.
Was it funny?
Nah, though. Hold on.
Was it funny?
It's still a line when
but
it comes to kids.
But was it funny?
No, it's a line when it comes to kids.
If it ain't funny, then when it crosses the line. Was it funny?
Nah, not true. Because that's why you got PG-13. You got, you know, for kids. And you got
Guess what?
People had to watch that before it came out.
And they approved it. It had to go through different people. And they approved it.
You seen that shit with Tiffany Haddish?
For 30 years.
You seen that shit with Tiffany Haddish?
That's just all fucked up. Nickelodeon when I told that. Like, I don't even want to talk about this mess.
But this mess, though. You got the girl pouring the water and shit upside down and shit.
But Tiffany Haddish and them shit, it was about...
You had a fucking
cum shot. It was about molestation.
You right. You had a fucking cum shot on somebody's face, bro.
It wasn't actual cum. It was...
It looked like cum.
It was jelly and sugar and slime.
No. Did you see the cum shot?
Yeah.
On the girl's face when she was sitting there.
When they was trying to open the door, little shit, it wouldn't want to open. And then when it finally opened, it went in her face.
Nah, that ain't what I'm talking about.
It was a different occasion.
That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about...
Which occasion you talking about?
I'm talking about when the little black boy called her sneezing. That shit went on her face. Yeah, that was a snapshot. That shit was... It looked like cum.
Mom won't believe such things, man.
That shit looked like
Brian.
And he said,
Brian.
Yeah, you said it right. Brian.
Say, dang, yeah. You want to make a show? Holler at me. We going to make the next show. We going to start nigga loading.
Man, nigga had two balls in the, I don't know. They said that shit looked like a dick and balls. It ain't look like dick and balls to me. I'm going to be honest. It didn't look like that to me. Did it look like that to you?
It kind of did.
It looked like dick and balls. It didn't look like dick and balls to me. But if it was, that make it even more egregious that this bitch got a whole fucking cum sent shot sitting right here on her face.
They said Dan was watching pornography up on his computer though at work.
They said that?
Yeah. It wasn't around the kids. It was around the dope.
Yeah, cool.
And he'll give people money to do crazy shit, like kill flies or...
I'm going
to
put it like this.
The woman said he told her, I'll give you $200 if you eat 2 pints of ice cream. And within a certain amount of hours. And she ate all of it.
Now that's over fucked up.
Yeah,
that's fucked up, man. You supposed to pay that lady, but
she said she asked him about it. He said, "How dare you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Accuse me of not paying off my bits."
Yeah, I don't know what the point of that shit was. But this how I feel about Dan for fire. Here's how I feel. I don't think he a pedophile. I do think he did a lot of inappropriate stuff that he should apologize for, which he did.
Yeah.
I do think he crossed the line on a lot of them jokes. Like, some of them jokes just ain't for kids. Like, and that's what we was talking about the other time. We were saying how adults will pervert a child's mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't think, because all it takes is for them to, like, see the wrong shit. Not in that occasion, but in a different occasion. See some real shit, and then now they know, okay, that's that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like you crossed the line doing that shit. I feel like you overly crossed the line with how you was treating your black stars. And me and you, I really want to catch a fade with you to that.
What?
Like, I don't fuck with that
at all. This is my question. Do you feel like, was all that his intent? Was he was all of that intentional? Or was it by chance?
And see, at first I would have told you by chance. But after I've seen this lump sum of evidence that has painted a pattern for me.
Yeah.
I think all of it was intentional. I don't think he's a brand. I don't think he was ever out to touch or fuck.
He was
kids.
A fucked up person.
Yeah.
He was a bad person.
His humor was terrible.
Yeah. He was a bad person.
If he was in a dope environment,
it would have been different.
It's just hilarious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He just hilarious. But in a kid environment, he don't belong now.
Man, that shit was funny to me, man. The sketch when they said...
fucked up.
When they was acting like he was God.
Yeah.
That shit was funny.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't laughing.
Somebody, don't question Dan. How dare you question Dan?
Yeah, that is funny. But nah, look. He ain't belong though. He should have been somewhere.
But check this out. I'ma sum this up like this. They said that Joe Jackson was wrong. They said what the things Joe Jackson did was wrong. They said the things that King Richard did was wrong. But the things that they did made those kids great. The things that Dan did made those shows great.
But it didn't make the kids great.
It made them great. It made everybody's not gonna be great. You can't make everybody great. He made a large amount of people great. Well, he played a part in a large amount of stars.
I will admit that I think there's more kids that went through Nickelodeon that's not saying anything against him than is.
But they need to come out and prove us wrong. Be my guess. Stop being a coward.
No, I'm saying that in his defense.
Oh, in his defense? Are you talking about the Dan defense?
Yeah, I'm saying Dan's defense. I'm just saying it's a lot of people. It's a lot of kids that's went through Nickelodeon that's not talking bad about Dan than it is that is talking bad about Dan.
Yeah.
That's only a select few on that show.
They were never the main character.
But the way you did them black kids, we need to see each other about that. Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No dog licking on my black kids. All black kids is my kids. They grown now, though.
You saw the glory hole part?
I missed a lot, dude.
Let me see if I can find this. All dead glory.
Yeah, I missed a lot.
But that shit up, man.
He had a glory hole part.
Man, Dad was into some freaking shit, wasn't it? What type of porn was he watching?
Yeah, that's insane.
Back then in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, that's insane.
Damn, I don't know who it was. All that. Nickelodeon. The angle better find. It was a famous person, though. And they had like a hot dog or something. Now they had the pickle. The pickle man passed by, the dude was stuck in some way. He's like, man, I'm hungry.
He's dragging that thing.
He's like, I'm hungry. I'm starving. The pickle man, Brian, walked by and put the pickle through the little hole. The dude got the pickle out the hole and put it in his mouth. Hey.
This ain't my business, but I just know about it.